met him.
Well, Mother loved Jimmy.
Yeah.
And that was fine. And she thoroughly approved of the whole situation, and we were married from her house on St. Charles Street. And
I see. From her house, yes, because you were married in St. John's Church.
Yes.
And that's the one out in Squamall, isn't it?
Oh, no. That's the one with the real steeple on Quadra Street. The bronze steeple.
Oh.
On Quadra Street.
Yeah, I got it.
No, that's where all the carriers have been. I was christened there and married there, and I suppose I'll be buried there.
I see.
And
You mentioned this incident about Commander Bradham, is it? No, Brodeur.
Brodeur.
Yeah, Commander Brodeur. Now, he...
V.G. Brodeur. Well, he was a real, you know, he liked to run things the way he did it. And he was, everybody was frightened of him in a way. Victor.
That's right, Victor Brodeur.
Yeah, yes. Nobody would have called him Victor, though. I mean, as a lieutenant, I think I always called him Commander Brodeur. But when we went into the, you see, this was in the midst of Depression, the end of Depression.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a big wedding in the way of, I only had one bridesmaid, this Pat Hemming, whom I referred to. And my other girlfriends, I thought it would be nice if they sat in the front right pew, because Jimmy's parents, unfortunately, were unable to come out. He was a clergyman, and it would be lovely if he could have married us, but there was illness, and so they couldn't come. So the girls were ensconced in the front pew when B.G. Brodeur and Commander Jones arrived at the church. And they looked down in the pew, and they said, "We will sit there."
Boom like that?
Just boom like that, and move the girls out. Can you believe it?
From what I've heard of Brodeur, yes.
And so,
I think...
then, of course, we passed through the... under the cross sword.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an attractive thing to do, and... that's where the first moving pictures were taken. We showed them at our 50th anniversary party the other day, and the show is coming out of the church there. Another thing, you see, they did then is that some petty officers volunteered from the ship, and this was quite a usual thing to happen, and they had two long ropes attached to the car. And they dragged the car, not only over to Yates Street, but to the foot of Yates Street Hill. And then we were on our own, and we went up to St. Charles Street with the guests following. But this was sort of, I don't know, I suppose it came back from the days of the carriages.
I think so. It must.
You see, that's what it must have been. And...
and back to home, or to the house for the...
reception.
For the reception.
Yes.
And then you go to your honeymoon, or for honeymoon where?
Over the Olympic Loop.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, is that...
Lake Quinault.
Yeah.
That's where we were.
Yeah.
Seattle and Lake Quinault.
Yeah.
And went around there. And then back to Vancouver. And we met, the ship was in Vancouver, and we went to a ball in Vancouver, I know. And I wore part of my trousseau, a lovely dress, I know, that I had, and we were very happy, I know, to have been staying there, and then came back. And Jimmy had day on, day off in the ship. And the day, he had to be down there at 6 in the morning, you know. These were...
Yeah, tough times.
Like that, and, you know, your social life, as you keep asking about, was certainly curtailed, and the bride wasn't always happy about this, but she had to put up with it. But I don't know, I seem to have learned to roll with it, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I think what we'll do, what I'll do, if it's agreeable with you, I'll stop at this point, just when we're in the start of the Navy, and perhaps get you next week if I can, because I've got to get back to the university, unfortunately.
All right.
And then on we'll go.